Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is fourth and goal. This is the game right here. This is it. Win it or lose it. Right here. Hurts in the gun. Hang on. Deep breath. Hurts back. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete. Touchdown. They take Smitty. The lead. Smith.
Smitty.
It's Smith. Devontae Smith.
Smitty.
Into the end zone. They take the lead.
No, you know what I liked about that one? Decisive. He saw it before the snap where he wanted to go with the football. Boom! Let it rip. Front corner of the end zone. Touchdown to Devontae Smith. Hurts money the entire second half. What a performance by the Eagles, Hugh. Every time we replay these moments yesterday, I just keep thinking about that comeback and how it happened. It's unbelievable they won that football game. 26-7 down after the half, after the beginning of the half. You can replay that game 100 times. Maybe one time it goes that way.
Yeah, and it's the tale of two halves. It's phenomenal. That's why I feel the way I feel this morning. Something changed. Like, something changed altogether. Because it just looked like they scrapped everything that they were going to do and just went with whatever, you know what I mean, whatever game plan they felt was going to be better. And that doesn't normally happen in the NFL. I should say it happened yesterday, but I've never been a part of something like that. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, the impetus was, I think they had to, right? Like, they were down.
Well, yeah, you got to throw to get back in the game. Yeah. But to be as effective as you were doing it, like, it just feels like it was different. It just feels like it was a different play caller to me.
Maybe they needed yesterday, you know, in a weird way. Maybe they needed to be down three scores for them to realize what they have in the passing game. Because, you know, what have we heard the last few weeks? Well, we're doing what we have to do to win the game. We don't have to throw, right? When we talked about the passing game, people would say, Joe, they don't have to throw. Why do you want them to throw more? Well, maybe yesterday they had no choice, and they said, all right, well, now we got to throw. And now they realize they can throw it effectively again, so maybe we'll get a more balanced and better attack moving forward.
So I guess the one area where I will I'll give it to Hugh is where when they're doing the tempo thing, how much of that do they have time between the plays for Petullo to be talking?
They don't.
To Jalen?
They don't because when you go up tempo, you're trying to keep the defense off balance. You're trying to keep them from doing their substitutions. So, you know, he might say, you know, the formation, but Jalen has the right to change it right there at the line. So that's how they go when they go up.
So do they go into those, like when they have, say, a chunk of five or six plays, they sort of give like a baseline of these are the kind of plays that we might want to run.
Well,
and then you go off of them when you're in the moment.
This is the thing. I don't know how it works for a quarterback in that sense. I know how it works from the defensive side. We'll have a base defense that we're in, and we might have a couple of plays that we will like certain stunts and stuff, but it's not too intricate. So I'm assuming it's the same with the offense. You might have a handful of plays where, you know, you line up in a certain formation. And these plays are available to you, but the thing is, you don't want to give the defense enough time to look at what you're doing.
Yeah, and you keep the defense on the field, the same personnel.
Yes, you keep that same personnel on the field.
It almost felt like they were in a two-minute the entire – when they went down 26-7, they just call it two-minute, four-minute, like hurry up, right? Like the whole rest of the game, because you kind of knew at that point, well, we're down three scores, it's in the second half, there's going to be limited possessions. Maybe we get the ball four more times, we got to score at three of them at least and try to hold them down. And it all worked out. Let's hear from a couple of the characters that were huge in the comeback. The quarterback, the wide receiver. And you listen to these guys, it certainly feels like they felt like they were being held back early on in the season, first couple games, first half, and they were happy that finally the whole thing opened up in the second half. Let's start with A.J. Brown on the offense being conservative and how it changed. Here's A.J.
Me personally, I truly believe, man, we got so many good players on this team, you know, and at times, you know, you can feel like we're being conservative. I don't think it should be like that. You know, I think it should, you know, let your killers do their thing, you know, and play fast and play aggressive. I'm not saying that we haven't been, but, you know, me personally, that's what I would like, you know. Obviously, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to set up the run off the pass and the pass off the run. But, you know, we have a lot of good players, and I feel like you should just let us go.
You know what I hear when I hear that? I hear a wide receiver that thinks, and I'm guessing, they've gone too far to where a running team. Like, they went from balance, and then the first couple weeks of the season, I feel like he was sitting there like, what are we doing? Like, we have me. We have Devontae. We have, obviously, Goddard didn't play week two, but we have Dallas Goddard had a big touchdown catch that started off yesterday. Why are we banging our heads into the line instead of opening things up?
Yeah, and you saw a little bit of that frustration early in the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was funny because somebody pointed out how Mike Quick was talking about how he was one-on-one a lot of times, and he was not targeted. And then this is where I feel like my conspiracy theory is warranted. It's because as soon as you saw A.J., well, you saw Jalen go to him, he bodied that corner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he muscled him out the way. It was like he forearmed him.
Sure.
And he looked like – because I think going into this game, with him not getting that many targets and us recklessly speculating like we like to do, that we thought maybe A.J. was hurt.
Or not fully healthy.
Yeah,
right.
He looked fully healthy on that play. He looked like all of that grown-ass man that we saw him be last year, especially when he just muscled Buddy out the way. Who was Buddy anyway?
Manuel Forbes?
Hey, little Buddy. We're going to call him little Buddy today.
No, and he said he was the least of his worries.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He was like little Buddy. He little Buddy.
Ways, yeah.
He little Buddied him yesterday.
So, like, what that game showed me is that they need to become a passing team. I mean, even Saquon started to look better once they started airing it out.
Pass to set up the run.
And it showed that it goes hand in hand.
So
I understand that. But, like, I think where we came into this season, it was run and then you'll set up the pass.
Opposite.
Do the opposite. The opposite is what seemed to have been working for them. And, like, we talked about it the other day. They should be able to throw the ball down the field and take chances without turning it over. Now, Hurts had the fumble, but he didn't throw an interception. I mean, the ball was in harm's way a couple times. But, like, they were able to move the ball down the field, and it was the most explosive they looked, even Saquon included, because they started using the pass to set up the run.
Yeah, and look, when Jalen had his best year of his career, 2022, that's what they did. They threw early. He was great. They scored a lot of points, and then they ran the football to put teams away. We don't have to wait till we're down 19 points to start throwing the football. I mean, I learned that lesson yesterday. We don't have to do that. We could throw the football. All right, let's hear from Jalen Hurts on the field right after the game. This is with Pam Oliver of Fox. I thought we had a call reference part of this earlier. Interesting. Hugh, Jalen, you almost have to kind of listen closely when he talks, when he's trying to maybe potentially put a message out there. Here's Jalen after the game on the field with Pam Oliver.
What are you going to take away from a victory like today?
Man, regardless, it's always good to get a win. It's always good to get a win. And if that doesn't show you what type of team we are, I don't know what does. Now, we completely did that to ourselves in the first half. Completely. I mean, absolutely completely did that to ourselves. And that's something we gotta fix. It's as simple as that. It's unacceptable.
It's like you guys said later for this, whatever happened in that first half, forget about it. Let's go and show who we are.
We play so many styles of football. We're in that first half. We got to get out of this plan not to lose. We got to come out aggressive and play our game. You saw our game in the second half.
What about Big Boy with the block and chugging down the field?
I knew he was going to block it. I knew he was going to block it. I just knew he was going to block it. That's just a great effort, man. Great effort by everybody. It was frustrating. It was challenging, but it was gritty. And everybody got together and made plays when we needed to. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. But we will fix the things that we need to fix.
I believe you. Thank you so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a good on-field interview by Pam Oliver with Jalen. When I heard him say, you know, playing not to lose, Hugh, that made me feel, as I heard it live yesterday after the game, that he's talking about the way the game is being called, that they're playing too conservative early, and he feels like, why are we waiting? Why are we waiting to unleash the full offense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes you wonder. You know, and I have to keep emphasizing this. I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know any of this to be true. It's just the feeling that I have
right
when I watch that game. It's just that it feels like there was something definitely different about that Eagles team in the second half than it was in the first half. And maybe it was the fact that Jalen just said, you know what, forget it. I'm going to call, you know, whatever I want to call, and we're going to do it that way. I'm going to open it up a little bit. But this is where I feel like, I know Kyle's going to get upset. This is where I feel like the people are valid that said they were playing possum
just a little bit.
The possum people, you have space here.
No, the
possum people.
No, what has space is the play. Maybe they demoted Petullo halftime.
Because we don't know. We're recklessly speculating. But so that's why the possum people, they got space.
No, they'd have to be stupid to play
possum.
No,
but I'm just saying, okay, but the possum people have space here. They have space.
And I have space to yell at them.
No, I'm saying, but the possum people, you might be on to something. That's all I'm saying.
But why would they allow themselves to be down that much?
Why would you take so long in a game like that to decide to open it up?
Well, so, okay, let's workshop the reality of this. Let's say this stuff is true.
Mm-hmm.
Then I only have, let's leave possum out of the way for a second.
Why?
Because I don't believe it. If they knew they could throw the football like this and they didn't, until they had to. I only have two theories.
Mm-hmm.
The coordinator is on a different planet and doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, ain't nothing technically wrong with being on a different planet.
Okay. He's in over his head.
Okay, that's a better analogy.
Or they didn't trust the quarterback until they had no choice to trust the quarterback. Like, we're going to lose anyway unless we throw the football,
that's
so
fair.
Now let's let him throw.
That's fair. But this is where I feel like I might lean more towards the offensive coordinator. Because we've seen the quarterback do this in the past. We've seen him have moments where, you know, I guess, you know, we talk about what he can't do, and then all of a sudden he does it. And he had one of those moments yesterday. Because let's be honest, if this game would have went the way that we thought it was going to go, Jalen was going to take most of the heat.
Well, I mean, they had 33 yards offense in the first
half. He was about to take most of the heat.
Of course.
And Kevin Petullo probably would have took a little bit of the heat, but you would have had all these people coming out of woodworks talking about, see, I told you so.
Right.
You know? So that didn't happen. So I am scratching my head trying to understand where this was, like the aggressive approach. Where was this in the first two games?
All right, let me ask this question. How much of this is on Sirianni? And we always absolve him from everything, just everything. Since he gave up play calling, he's just not involved when things go wrong. We just say, well, this or that. It's just on results. I mean, Hugh, he's the head coach. I mean,
yeah.
I wonder how much he was giving a message to Petullo. Let's be conservative. Let's run the football. And then the second half, maybe he went to Petullo and Jalen and said, "Hey, we got to throw here, right?"
Because
I wonder who Jalen's talking about. Like when he said, "You know, playing not to lose." Does he mean him and his guys were tight? Or does he mean the calls they're getting felt very conservative? You mentioned how annoyed you were at the draw on 3rd and 13.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, it was a give-up play.
That was weird. That was weird to me.
It was like you have a rookie quarterback, you don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah, and it was like you felt, to your point, like Jalen couldn't make the throw that was needed to get you out of that that backed up situation.
Yeah, they didn't want him to throw a pick or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it all of these things that you were thinking during the course of the game to me are valid. Because we don't know. I don't know what's going on in that offensive meeting room, the offensive play calling, but it looked like to me somebody said, you know what? Remember that Bill O'Reilly when he said, bump it, we're going live? That's what it looked like to me. Bump it, we're going live.
Yeah, they went live.
They went live yesterday. That's what it reminds me of. It just feels like somebody said, you know what? This ain't it. We doing something different.
Bleep it.
Yes. That's what it feels like.
I agree. The second half play operation felt like bleep it. Like, we're down three scores, bleep it.
It did. And I don't know where that came from. And like I said, I tried to talk to people that were smarter than me, smarter that played offense, and they said, well, you know, a lot of times when, you know, you go up tempo like that, that's all on the quarterback.
That sounds like Air Marshal Hurts. Let him cook.
It sounds different this week than it did last week.
Well, it sounded different in the second half than in the first half.
It sounded real ridiculous last week. It don't sound so bad today.
Well, I just know someone around here said let Jalen cook last week and let him throw and be aggressive. And I got pushback.
Hater Hugh was against it.
I got pushback.
First of all.
I got pushback on let the quarterback play.
I see. You said it's something like that, but it didn't come out that way. But I'll let you have that.
Listening is part of the issue here. Listen to the words said. I want Jalen to be more aggressive in the passing game.
Okay, yeah, I give you that. Yeah. No pushback.
You pushed back last week. Conservative Douglas. Now.
Oh, so now you want to get on your high horse.
Now bleep it, Hugh, over here.
Conservative Douglas. So great.
Let's go to DeMond.
Not that kind of show.
What's up, DeMond?
Yeah. Good morning.
What's up, DeMond?
Hey, listen, I got something for all y'all today and a little bit for you. But it's definitely for Kyle and it's definitely for Joe.
Okay.
And Kyle, he held me online for 2 hours a day and he thought I was going to hang up.
Yeah, he tried. He tried to get you. I knew, DeMond, you wouldn't let him win, though. You can't let Kyle win.
Oh, no. Not today. Especially when my guy, I've been telling Kyle and everybody else for the longest time, my guy is number one. I don't care how it looks. I don't care what's going on. He gets the job done. And I told y'all a couple days ago what was going on with Kevin Petula. He's the worst. Hugh said he was suspect. Hugh, you was right. He was more than suspect. He's trash. David took over and told you he's trash, man. And the crazy thing about that is, let me cook for a minute. Let me tell y'all something.
Go for it.
We are witnessing greatness right now. And y'all not giving my boys no credit. Let me tell you why. Because 19 games, look what happened over the last 19 games. No other team has done this online except for who? The Patriots and also Andy and them. When they was called a dynasty. Now we are starting our own dynasty, man. We got our own dynasty going. We got 12 straight at home. And another thing about this is, I remember a time when y'all loved Carson Wentz and Dirk Diggler.
Not me, DeMond.
Yeah, everybody loves Carson Wentz.
DeMond. DeMond.
You're quite literally talking to the one guy.
DeMond, I thought he was a bum.
Hey, guess what? Both of them are bums. And none of them, Carson Wentz, your boy number five, your boy, what's the guy name from Buffalo? None of them dudes.
Josh.
None of them right now. Yeah, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
See, now why
they
do
don't
gotta go?
Do what my boy do.
Why do we gotta
he
go?
Wins. Listen, he wins. Even on today, the morning show, guess what my man said? He said, guess what, y'all? I got to tell y'all something. Jalen is the best. He's been playing like the best for the last year.
Well,
he hasn't been taking credit. Y'all want to see it look a certain way. It don't matter how it looks. He's a winner, man. He's a winner. And he's proving you wrong every single time. So all I got to say is this, y'all. From now on, stop hating on my boy, man, and give him some love, man. Y'all witnessing greatness right here. Okay. He's all that, man. That's
number
all I got to say.
I love you, DeMond, but Jalen hasn't proven me wrong. He's proven me right. I was a Jalen fan when they drafted him. I wanted him to take over for Carson. I wanted him to throw more on Sunday. DeMond, I love you, but I mean, you want to talk to Jalen haters, talk to Jalen haters. I don't consider myself that. I consider myself to be real on the quarterback. When he plays well, I said earlier in the show, it was one of the most impressive games of his entire career. He was awesome in the second half. He put them on his back and won the football game. I do think it's fun, though, what we've established, though, 2 hours into the show. Kevin Petula only calls the bad plays, and Jalen calls the good plays. If this is the case, Jalen should be the offensive coordinator on Sunday against Tampa. I want Jalen to call the whole game.
Is that what you're saying? I think they need.
If your theory is correct,
look, You're the one talking about.
If your theory is correct, I want whoever was calling the plays yesterday to win that game should call them Sunday in Tampa.
I think there needs to be a better menu. I mean, if that's how you feel, then that we have been told that Jalen is a part of the play. You know, he's involved in the play design
or
whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe he should be allowed to call more plays if that's the case. I don't know.
I don't know what the answer is,
but the governor feels like it has been taken off. Another big test this weekend is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Especially when you talk about our history with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
My first thought is what we saw in the second half, they will not continue doing that at a rapid pace. Do you expect them to come out throwing like they did to end this game? My guess is they're going to try to be more balanced and kind of hold the throwing until they need to. And I would love to see the offense look the whole game like it looked in the second half. I just would be surprised if they did that.
You know what I think, Joe, since you put me on the spot today, I think that they will come out aggressive because that's kind of the mantra. When you listen to what's being said or what has been said thus far, and I'm feeling like as we progress through the week, that they might come out a little bit more aggressive.
I'd love it. That'd be great.
The one thing that we've seen the last couple times we've been in Tampa is that conservative approach got our butts kicked. You know, you talk about Coach Bowles coming out and the defense that he likes to play and the fact that it feels like it's confused Jalen. If I'm Jalen, yeah, I want to come right. I want to go straight. If I get the ball first, I'm going straight at Coach Bowles' neck.
I love it. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Through the first 3 weeks, the best they've looked offensively is yesterday in the second half. The way they threw the football, spread the field. Enough of these two tight ends. I don't need any more Grayson or Latu or these guys' names are fullbacks. Enough of this crap. Spread the field and let Jalen cook.
Let him go. Let him cook.
And it's going to push the defense back a little bit, and that will obviously give more space to Saquon to run.
You know what? Another thing that happened yesterday that they're not getting a lot of credit. Defense played lights out. They were on their heels for a lot of that game, and it looked like they were conceding the loss. And then all of a sudden, they got a second win. And they stood on their head yesterday, to use a hockey term. They stood on their head yesterday.
They did a good job in holding to some field goals. I think the Rams scored on six straight possessions. I think it was six, but only came up with 26 points. That's bend but don't break. I mean, that game easily could have been 37-7.
Yeah, it could have been a bludgeoning.
And then it would have been over. Then, like, it wouldn't have mattered. Like, that, it wouldn't have been enough time. But the defense, you know, kept them in check enough to keep it to where it was. Let's go to OG Wade up next on WIP. OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, we're doing well. That was a heck of a win.
Yeah. I think with Kyle and you both had a question for Hugh. After Josh Allen did what he did against the Ravens. And Kyle tried to lie and say his question was, is the Eagles able to – no, that's not what you asked Hugh. You asked Hugh, do you think Jalen could bring back from like that?
No, I did say that.
He was saying, I don't know. Then he said, but Hugh, you can actually now speak the truth to it and be factual about it and tell him yes. I do think Jalen could do that.
Well, he's done it.
We went over that today.
Yeah.
I brought it up.
No. You brought it up, but you lied.
No, I didn't lie. I just tried, maybe I didn't say it the way. You know, OG, maybe I said it in a way that you didn't like, but look, it doesn't have to be pretty. Just got to get the win.
You said that you asked Hugh, do you think the Eagles could come back?
It's the same thing. Yes, it is. He's the quarterback of the Eagles, OG.
No.
Drop it.
No. Well, just, all you got to do is stand on your stuff. That's all I'm saying.
We're going to let you make all your points. I do think it's worth noting that game was in the 40s. Yesterday, the Eagles had to get to 27. It's very hard to get to the 40s if you don't score at all in the first half. There's not enough possessions, right? You need possessions to get to 40 points. So if you score only once in the first half, getting to 40 in regulation is nearly impossible. So the point was, could they win that particular game in week one, the Ravens-Bills, the 41-40 game? if the Eagles were in that game yesterday, they would not have won. They didn't get to that many points. They got to 26 offense, 27 offensive points.
By the way, I gave you an inch, and you got to take a mile.
Yeah, like,
can you just take the win and let it go?
Jalen had an awesome comeback.
No.
Yeah. Oh, my
both
goodness.
Y'all is wrong.
Oh, my goodness. We know.
Wait a second. Hold on. Why can't we just live in reality? Jalen's comeback was awesome yesterday, one of the greatest games of his career. If the Eagles' defense had allowed the Rams to get to 40, they wouldn't have won.
Okay, now can I finish?
Yes.
Can I land my plane?
Go ahead.
My point to you guys is, what was the score in the Buffalo game at the time that Buffalo had to make the comeback? It wasn't as egregious as yesterday's game was, is my point.
They scored 22 in the fourth quarter, OG. The Bills in week one scored 22 in the fourth quarter of the game. The Eagles yesterday scored 27 the whole game on offense.
Okay, so isn't that more?
I mean, are we really splitting these hairs right now?
Yes, we are.
I mean, you're the one that started it. I just wanted this.
And I brought it up today. And you want to take it to a whole other level.
Will you stop? That's it. Jalen Hurts had an awesome comeback yesterday. He had an awesome comeback. What? I don't understand why everyone isn't happy today. Jalen Hurts had an incredible comeback yesterday.
Yes, I told you so Monday. I'm telling you, that's what it is. I've told you so Monday.
I said I thought it was one of the most impressive wins of Jalen Hurts' career.
It was.
And it was. No question about that. But it's I told you so Monday.
Now he's one of the greatest of all time.
This is
right, according to demand.
You know, I'm gonna be zero sum. I'm gonna be an adult today.
It's not.
Unfortunately, it's not. What do you always say? It's not easy being an adult?
Yes.
Yeah. It's really not easy because I could point out if the offense in the first half had a pulse, they wouldn't have needed to do that in the second half.
That's facts.
I mean, that's facts. Mm-hmm. The comeback was awesome. The Buffalo game in 23 was just like this. The offense was pretty bad in the first half, and then Jalen was awesome in the second half. This is what happened.
By the way, we might not even have 7 points in the first half if Zach Bond doesn't get an interception.
Oh, I don't think they scored.
Yeah, that was pretty
dope. Yeah. They had a short field. That's the only reason we scored in the first half.
Well, if you want to play that game. Mm-hmm. Well, the last score didn't matter, but the defense was a big part of us coming back.
Oh, and the last horse crosses the finish line on defense.
No.
Luxury, necessity, AI take, all that nonsense.
First of all, my take is still valid.
No.
It is.
These defensive players are going to get paid soon, and you're cooked.
So, okay, when they get paid, but until that happens, my take still has legs.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's calm down. Keep going with all your phone calls here on the win. Jalen's comeback, Jordan Davis as well. We got to spend a few minutes on the weekend the Phillies had, too. And some very interesting comments by one Philly in particular as the final week of the regular season is upon us. It's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.